Good morning, it's your Daily Scramble live here on KX93.5. You may not be aware of this, but the city of Laguna Beach was founded as an art colony.
Wasn't aware, no.
Yeah, apparently so. A lot of artists lived here for a long time.
Cool.
Yeah, and continuing that tradition, we have a city arts manager who's very active. A lot of cities, if you had a city arts manager, they wouldn't get to do very much. But around here, it's a big job. And Sian Poschel is here this morning. Good morning, Sian.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you both?
We're okay. We just did a scene from Hairspray.
Great.
So we're just kind of calming down from that.
Very good.
Yeah. We're thinking of taking it up professionally. So there's big news, though. Big stuff going on around town. You guys are working hard to formulate ideas for the future here in town.
We are. And as you may recall, last year we adopted a cultural arts plan.
Yeah.
And the number one goal of the plan was, and the highest priority was, retaining artists in Laguna Beach. So we're asking that question and engaging in a conversation about how do artists stay and work in Laguna Beach at an affordable price.
Okay.
And it's a concern that's been ongoing, and we haven't had a creative dialogue about how to address that issue, and now we're going to have that. We've hired a company, ArtSpace, who's the national leader of nonprofit artists live, work, and production space, and they're coming to Laguna this afternoon.
So there's two things going on here. There's how do artists... Wait a minute, let's go wind back, even before that question. If we decided as a city that art is really the most important thing, is one of the most important things for us?
Well, the Cultural Arts Plan identified that, and the City Council unanimously supported the findings of the Cultural Arts Plan.
Right.
Which was funded in part by the National Endowment for the Arts. And through a year-long process, we identified goals that we want to achieve in our long-term future, short-term and long-term. But we're really looking at long-term of how do we ensure that Laguna Beach retains its reputation as an arts colony with working artists.
Right, because we figured out that not only is it nice to have art here, but it's also fiscally responsible, and it's one of the most important things that people come to Laguna for.
You're absolutely right. We just got the findings of the Americans for the Arts and Economic Prosperity report. Nonprofit arts organizations and their audiences contribute $95.4 million annually to Laguna Beach. That's $8.8 million in revenues that they generate for the state.
All right. Well, for that, so it's very important to our economy here. And so that's okay. So that answers that question. So moving forward from there, now that you're addressing two issues. One is how do we retain artists living in town, and then the production or the exhibition of art.
It's not just that. It's we're going to ask the question: How can you have affordable artist live work? Is there a need or is there a want? Or should we be looking primarily at workspace or shared production space? Or is it a combination of all of those things that will help artists live in Laguna Beach?
Live and show in Laguna Beach.
Well, obviously, having artists living in Laguna Beach, if we take the Sawdust Art Festival, you need to be a resident to do that festival.
Yeah.
And to ensure the longevity of a festival such as the Sawdust Festival, we really need to have that.
And my question is, you know, I'm always bringing it back to millennial and youth interest in town. You know, as a young business owner in town, I'm interested in how this town won't just keep getting older and older. And, you know, you look at Sawdust and it's a lot of artists who have been doing this for 30 plus years and exhibiting there. And you rarely see young new artists at Sawdust. And I would guess that's because of what you just said. They can't afford to live in town. So if you first tackle that, then you have young artists having ability to exhibit at Sawdust.
That's exactly what we're trying to address. And we need to look at the word artist. It's not just a visual artist. We have a lot of creatives who are part of this bigger picture. We have musicians, composers, animators, designers. They're all part of an overall artist culture. And we need to hear from all of those people of what they feel would be an innovative solution to a problem we know we have.
So when you consider a live workplace for an artist, that could also be a musician who's songwriting, you know, in their space?
A dancer doing choreography and rehearsal space. It's we need to hear from all these different people who live in town or want to live in our town. And if they can't attend any of the workshops, they need to reach out to both myself and ArtSpace so we can hear their innovative solutions and what their needs and wants are.
So you're providing now, there's a few meetings going on this week, and you're providing a time for people to formally come down and talk to the Arts Commission and the people involved in making those decisions and just share ideas. You've organised some workshops. Tell us the times of those and what the issues are that they're going to address specifically.
ArtSpace is going to be leading these workshops. The first one is at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, in Conference Room A. It will be about artist live work, but it will be looking at a focus as the canyon. Then at noon, we're heading over to the Sawdust Art Festival and holding a workshop for artists in the Healy House. And then on Wednesday, we have a community workshop in the council chambers. Mm. And then we're concluding at 1 o'clock at the Festival of Arts. Again, an opportunity for artists to give their input.
That's the following day on the Wednesday.
On the Wednesday.
Yeah.
So what sorts of people would you like to see at each of those different meetings?
I would like to see as many people who want to engage with innovative thinking and who want to be part of a process of making something happen and to ensure that we're looking at a broad, big picture and something that ArtSpace can go away with and fully understand what we want to aspire to as a community.
And you're not looking necessarily for the same faces that come to every Arts Commission meeting.
No, I would really want to see some voices that I haven't heard before. We can generally say, you know, a lot of the comments and make ArtSpace aware and watch City Council meeting videos and Planning Commission videos. But it's some of those unheard voices that I know are out there and why I'm reaching out and through your program as well, that we really need to hear from them and they need to be part of being part of a bigger solution so we fully understand.
Yeah, creative people have creative ideas, won't they? Sometimes you just got to throw the doors open and let the artists talk about the kinds of things. I mean, they may have some crazy ideas, but you can look at those ideas and say, we'll take part of this and part of that. Hopefully that's what's going
to
happen.
But it's crazy ideas that lead to such innovative thinking, and it's nothing is off the table. We want to hear absolutely everything. There isn't a silly idea out there or a crazy idea out there. They're all part of a solution that we really need to hear. Yeah.
So how does it lead to action? Because we were talking a little bit off the air how we'd like to see something happen in our city, whatever it is, you know, some agent of change, whether it be for parking or for traffic control or for arts reform or whatever. How do the discussions and the ideas we share in these meetings lead to action?
This is where ArtSpace is different. We have plans, right? We have a cultural arts plan, although it has an implementation plan. This is action-orientated research, which it culminates with an action plan of how to undertake whatever you decide is feasible to undertake. So ArtSpace could potentially be the organization that develops the solution.
That's interesting. So they're not just coming here, do a thing, provide the Arts Commission with a 50-page thing, and then bugger off back to Minnesota.
No.
They're going to stick around and help to actually see these things through, hopefully.
Correct.
Well, that's cool.
So that's why this is a very different project from, I know there are skeptics out there who say, oh, here's another plan. This isn't another plan. This is very much action orientated.
All right, well, that's interesting. Good. Well, great. You know, we hope so. So just on the artist live work thing, this has been tried like a million times. People have tried. Louis Longhi famously put forward a thing and almost got the idea through to build artist live work spaces in the canyon. And what do you think? Do you think that the focus really should? Because I mean, we're artists and I live outside of town, you know, and I don't expect to buy a $2 million home anytime soon, and that's fine by me. Just need to pay my rent. So do you think that is really feasible, that we could build artist work live place, or do you think we should focus more on the actual the workshops and the places to exhibit and perform art?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think it's going to be a combination of aging in place. I think it's going to be a combination of production space and creative hubs where people, creative people can join together. This is one element of a very big picture. And we're very much at the starting point of a very big picture. And it's for us in the arts, it's wonderful that the City Council has unanimously supported having that innovative thinking and allowing us to ask those big questions. Up till now, it's been an anecdotal conversation.
Right.
We're beyond that point. We need to look at this very seriously of how we're going to move forward.
Well, I know there's a bunch of organisations in town, when they hear this, are going to be very happy about it, because people are already using, artists will do their art, you know. So there are people doing all kinds of things and using weird spaces that you wouldn't think. The problem is that they can't get the message out. They don't have the city's backing because the city doesn't know, and they don't know they can go to the city anyway. And there's no, like, there isn't a conversation. So you guys are starting a conversation, and this sounds important, that people show up. Where can they find, we've read out the information, but where can they find the times and dates exactly of these workshops?
It's on the main page of the city's website.
Great.
Which is lagunabeachcity.net.
Yeah.
And I'll say them again, tomorrow, 10 a.m. and noon. The first one's in Conference Room A at City Hall. The second one's at the Healy House at Sawdust. And then Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Council Chambers and the Festival of Arts, respectively. These are, again, workshops seeking innovative input from artists, young people, creatives, anybody who wants to share an idea and perhaps hasn't been seen before by Sean or the Arts Commission.
Artists, they want to talk to you, man. They actually want to hear your voice. That is pretty
awesome. That is a big deal. You're absolutely right.
It's really great.
Anything else you want to add that we left out?
We look forward to seeing you there.
All right, Sean. City Arts Manager Sean Poschel on the air with us this morning. It's KX 93.5 here in Laguna.